What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He's on the board. Justin Verlander. Giants win today. What was it, 9-3?
Playoffs.
9-3?
Thank God.
Justin Verlander, five innings pitched, gets the victory, his first win of the year. Rafi Dever. Oh, God, I am so glad Guru is not here right now.
Gone. No, we do have to discuss something.
Okay. Devers, Rafael Devers with two homers today in Atlanta.
And a strikeout.
What? Seriously,
he
what?
Tried to bunt at a two-strike pitch.
I don't know what he was doing there.
I'm hoping that he lost track of the count because like that might be one of the funniest things I've seen this season. Dude hits two bombs, by the way, both extremely impressive. One was a 3-2 ball off the dirt, basically, that he golfed to right field. And the second one, also a 3-2 count, clobbered. He also hit a single like 115 miles an hour off the bat. And then he goes up in a 1-2 count and tries to lay down a drag bunt.
He must have lost track of the count.
Rafi, come on, buddy.
I'm telling you. No, it was really weird. He tried to bunt with two strikes. He fouled it off. It's like he was a little puzzled because I don't think he thought it was the third strike. And then, I'm telling you, he's Jimmy Butler.
You can't.
He's just a little bit off.
All right, you can't claim that. That's not yours.
Whose is it?
It's mine. Huh. I texted you that the moment that they traded for him.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
I texted you and Guru. They got their Jimmy Butler.
Yes, but okay. I'm talking about they've actually got some similarities personality.
That's why I sent the text.
No, you just meant on the playing field.
No, well, clearly not because it's his first two home runs. Well, first home run in almost a month. Steiny, when I say something, you got to go a little deeper.
Speaking of going deeper,
okay,
which you did twice today. You like that? Guru and I said to Guru, said, yo, well, maybe put him at first base. It's going to get his bat going. I said, Guru, as somebody who's watched a lot of baseball, his bat was warming up before he ever went to first base.
Well, it is pretty good timing for Goo. Because it was last night, too, and the Giants won 9-0.
Yeah.
And then they roll the Braves today. And all of a sudden, things are looking up. It's almost like things weren't that bad. Okay, let me
go ahead. Go ahead. Like, this is almost like the Evan Guru's gripes.
That's fine. This is something I do believe, seriously. What if I told you that before last night, the Giants were on a 4-game losing streak instead of a 6-game losing streak? Would that make things a little bit better? The All-Star break changes everything.
Oh.
It changes everything. You're starting anew. It's the second half of the season. So when you lose four in a row, by the way, three of which to the Blue Jays, who are the best teams in baseball. I'm not throwing a pity party for my baseball team because they're on some ostensible the longest losing streak of the year. You lost two to the Dodgers. You lost three to one of the best teams in baseball. And you lost the first game, granted, in an embarrassing fashion, to the Braves. And now you've won a series. Like, you're right in the thick of it. The Giants are not dead. And so for me, listening the last couple of days to everybody write them off and wave the white flag, like,
it's infuriating, isn't it?
They may still miss the play. I don't know. But they're not the team that everybody is looking at like they're the Pittsburgh Pirates, with all respect to Goo. They're not a bad team. And I'm glad that they showed you the last couple of days that that's the case.
And if Goo, if he dares.
Oh, he will take it. And he kind of deserves it.
No, he doesn't. And I'll tell you why he doesn't deserve a victory lap. Is because he's the same guy that said Devers should be shut down.
He wanted
to shut Devers down. And as soon as he said it, Devers is like seven of his next 12.
Oh, gosh. That was pretty... Well, not only did they not shut him down, it actually kind of seems like he's running harder. And actually, Steven Rizzotto said today, which I think you agreed with, he looks slimmer.
He does. Did you see him round first? Jet.
By the way, these
Rafi the Jet?
Well, but again, like, he also could fall off a cliff the next couple games, and that's... But Devers... He's bound to start hitting. He's not as bad as he's been, which has been all the more frustrating to watch him kind of flounder at the plate. Now, I think the Giants, what they did today was a couple things. Number one, it's been a culmination of them before and after the All-Star break. Like, they go through these lulls. Like, they've gone through ups and downs. But the one guy that I actually do think deserves credit.
Oh my God. If you take my guy.
I'm not going to take your guy like you took my take. I'm not going to do that. The guy I'm going to give credit to, because everybody's been ready to bash him and throw him in the trash can, Bob Melvin. You know why he didn't go to his post-game presser until a little bit later, two nights ago, when the Giants made fools of themselves in Atlanta?
Team meeting?
I bet you it's because he spent it ripping his team. And he did it in private, which is where you do it. And then he came and he talked to, you know, NBC Sports Bay Area and the beat writers in attendance. And he was, you know, more frustrated than usual. But he didn't bury anybody publicly because he just spent 15 to 20 minutes doing it in the clubhouse. That's where it belongs.
You know what? Real strong takes here. Would you be this strong with Guru here? Because let's face it, you're really talking to him. And you know it.
No. Would I be as strong with Goo? Yeah, I would. By the way, I am. You think that I'm not?
I don't listen when you're Guru on, so I don't know what kind of relationship.
Well, would you like to tell people that Guru got really mad at me during our text thread? I think it was two nights ago, actually.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It was about Melvin.
I wish I could find... What was it specifically, though?
He said that I texted
you on the side and was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I set you up for the next day. But he said something along the lines of Bob Melvin needs to... I don't know. He needs to get mad, or he needs to do something in public. And... Technically, I met him halfway. He did need to do something, but he didn't have to tell us that he did it. Like, good managers or head coaches, I don't think always have to lambaste their team in the public eye. They can do it behind the scenes, and it can have just the same effect. And I actually think that he did it because your boy, who you can take a victory lap for if you like, Willy Adames, came out after the game and essentially said the same thing, which was all the things that we've been doing in the first half that have made us successful, we're not doing right now. And we've lost our identity. which is what I guarantee in some way, shape, or form was the message from his manager after, yeah, the lowest point of the season based on the defensive haplessness they displayed in Atlanta.
Let's see. Oh, he didn't send it to our group. He must have sent it.
I think it was with Spadone. Spadone was in there.
Okay. By the way, a couple things. Did you see Patrick Bailey in the first inning? Did you see? Another pass ball.
No, that's not a pass
ball.
That
was a pass ball.
Was it ruled a pass ball?
It doesn't matter.
I think it was ruled a wild pitch.
Yeah,
so.
drop third strike.
No, let me be clear. It was ruled a wild pitch. It was a pass ball. He's getting a little lazy back there.
Well, that's okay because he's also starting to hit. Okay. So it's kind of evening out.
All right. I would like to
didn't hurt him, by the way, because Verlander got through five, one hit, few strikeouts, evaded damage after a 35-pitch first inning, and got his first win of the season.
Can I? I'm going to praise somebody right now. I'm going to take a minute or two to do it.
Okay.
I'm tipping my cap to this guy. He's won me over. He's the real deal. He's a class act.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's authentic. He's genuine. And there's something about this guy I really like. Willy Adames. And now Mark Willard might say, well, didn't you say Adames? A week ago, he stunk.
You did.
That's right. He did stink. But you know what? He never changed. When he was hitting 198, he's the same guy as who's hot right now. That guy is a great teammate. A great spam risk. A
Turn your
great
phone off.
Teammate. Willy Adames.
Was that Adames calling you because he paid you to say that?
Nope.
Might have been Mark Willard.
No.
Well, you could be right. It said spam.
No, Adames has been great, but he's got to continue to keep hitting.
Well, I'd like to, yeah, sure, but don't you think it's great that even if he goes 0 for his next 27, that he'll be up on that dugout step?
Yeah, because that's the kind of player that he is. Look, I think that's one of the reasons why Adames was brought here is because he's a clubhouse guy. He's a leader. He's a captain. And now he's finally starting to hit. And again, this is probably the first game where Adames and Devers, but those two players have produced and you've won a game purely because of it. Now, they threw well today. Obviously, Verlander was good. But Devers hits two homers, four driven in. Adames walks a couple times, comes up with a knock to drive in Devers. You know, we've been waiting for those two guys who are, right now, Buster Posey's prized acquisitions, free agency and trades, to step up and lead you to a win. This is the first time you can say that that's happened.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So,
was that Willard?
What?
It was a little too late.
Well, he's off for the week.
So, okay, Risotto. I got you. From the YouTube chat, my guy Fozzie, and I say my guy because I don't like him. 3 weeks ago, Steiny was saying Adamas needs to figure it out. Yeah, no kidding. What does that have to do with me praising him for being a class act when he's not hitting? Like, what I respect most about Adamas is he did stink, but he never let it affect his demeanor and his leadership. And I don't know why people think I'm kidding. I'm absolutely
not.
No,
I'm just waiting for you to say he's still hitting 231.
He's hitting better.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He couldn't hit any worse. Look, Willie's great. And actually, like he is the kind of guy that you want to root for. And that's what I think you're spot on about. I felt bad that we had to talk about how poorly he was playing and primarily hitting, because he seems like a great guy. He seems like the kind of guy
exactly.
You want to play with.
Exactly.
In whatever sport, baseball, basketball, football. He's always the same dude, comes into the clubhouse with a smile on his face, and I think that is important in baseball 162. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons why the Giants, during these, let's say, is it nadir, like the kind of the bottom of things?
Nader.
So during the naders of their season, haven't let it completely spiral them out of control.
Yeah, and Fozzie, I'm kidding. I love you, buddy. I love all our YouTubers. Nader is like the low point.
Yeah, now, but it could have, again, it can get worse. Like, yes, the Giants lost six in a row, but they were able to sustain a six-game losing streak because they'd played 10 games above 500. You know, I think everybody's, like, they haven't been below 500, to my knowledge, since the very beginning of the season, yes?
They were 12-4, so maybe they started out 1-2, but they started out 12-4, and they've never been less than three above since then.
I guess that's been my frustration listening to a lot of people talk about them the last week or so. Like, I'm not the highest person on the Giants. I think they're a good but not a great team. But to talk about them like they're a bottom feeder, like they're a sub-500 team, that to me is just, it's such an oversimplification. Like, they're playing poorly, but they're one game away from digging themselves. That's what they've done the whole season. Sure, they've had five-game losing streaks, and then they've responded with 6 out of 7. And who knows? I think this weekend is a big opportunity for them, because they play a lot better at home. They got a good Mets team coming in, but they got their aces on the mound of Webb and Ray. And then they got the Pittsburgh Pirates for 6 out of, I think, the following 9 games. Like, this is, again, a portion of the schedule where it gets a little soft and you're going to see them pick right back up.
Well, I got to be honest with you. My mind had wandered a little bit over the last minute or two because you use the word nadir, which means a low point.
Yeah. I think that's what 2 nights ago was.
But, you know, and I, because my life has been all sports, I was once told by somebody that I had two interests, playing basketball and watching basketball, and that was it.
Who told you that?
I'm not going to tell you that.
What?
Evan?
No.
I wouldn't somebody, have told him that.
Yeah.
Was it Ed McCaffrey?
No.
You remember we had him on during the Super Bowl?
He was talking about basketball.
Well, you were asking about Pennsylvania high school basketball.
Because he played on a state championship high school basketball team.
Yeah, and all you wanted to talk about was who.
That's right. What, are you talking to Ed about his son?
The guy's just won two Super Bowls.
Exactly. I loved Ed McCaffrey. But just to show you, like, kind of the way my mind works, when you said nadir, I didn't think of low point. I thought of Swennader. You know who he is, right? Swennader.
I don't know who Swennader is.
Swennader. Swennader was a UCLA basketball player. What are you laughing at?
Because of course he is. Sorry, continue.
Now, he's got an incredible story. And it's this. He was... You guys are going to miss me when I'm gone. Swennader went to UCLA.
I will.
And didn't start. He didn't start. Because they had a guy named Bill Walton. Swennader didn't start. But he got drafted 16th. He was a backup center at UCLA. And he was picked in the first round. And then he went on to have a long career. Swennader.
He's rookie of the year.
Yeah.
In the ABA.
No, that's right. I think he did play in the ABA to start.
He's also Dutch.
Yes, he is. But he wasn't. Now, he was not Rick, like Rick Smits. Rick Smits was
Quentin Post,
the dunking Dutchman. That's a great nickname. We were talking about greatest nicknames ever yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we were. There's a lot. Although, there's not a ton recently. Like, the chef. What? Although Guru did point out, he kind of undermined himself at the cafeteria yesterday. Because we were talking about greatest nicknames ever. It was right. I think it was on PTI or something, so we're just throwing a bunch out. And naturally, the chef comes up. You know, Steph Curry, the chef. It's a great nickname. And Guru goes, well, Drake gave it to him. And I said, really? He says, yeah. You know, Chef Curry with the pot. That's where the origin of the nickname comes from. And I said, well, hasn't Drake been canceled? Or has, you know, people don't like Drake anymore? And he goes, oh, well, still a great nickname.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's good.
So Curry the chef.
You know what? I didn't mention it yesterday when we were talking about it. How about this nickname? Dr. Dunkenstein.
Dr. Dunkenstein?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Why can't I think of his name? Play for the Jazz. Oh, God. Why can't I think of his name?
Mark Eaton?
No. This guy was a high flyer, and he went to Louisville, I think.
Daryl
Griffith. God, I just couldn't remember that.
See, but actually, that's a great sign of a good nickname. The fact that you know the nickname, but you don't know I guess it's a nickname. Like, we don't call him Irvin. We call him Magic.
Oh, Magic's great.
We call him Magic. Yeah,
Magic's pretty good. Let's go. I'll squeeze Mike and Santa Clara in here. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
First off, Steiny, you're never going to leave the station, man. We're not going to miss you when you're gone. Station needs you too hard, and I don't even know what Guru is going to do if that ever happened. He might lose his mind.
Hey, appreciate it.
Just wanted to. I actually had a question for you guys with the Giants. Seeing what happened today. You know, with the 9-3 win and everything. I think the bats are okay going into the second half. My question to you guys is, you know, after the trade for Devers and everything, I definitely think that we still need another starting pitcher in the rotation. Robbie Ray, Logan Webb are not going to get it done with just the two of them. Yeah, you got Roop there, but then, you know, the whole Birdsong thing happened. I was just curious, you know, what level tier pitcher do you think that, you know, Buster in the front office should be looking at? You know, if you actually have names in mind also, like what tier pitcher should we go after if we were to look at another starting pitcher? I just think that's like our biggest need right now is another pitcher that we can give those guys a little bit more rest or at least a little bit more, confidence that the rest of the rotation can do it. So just wanted to throw that to your guys' way. Thanks.
E?
Well, I do think you're going to see one. Not this week and next week. And Goo's been on him because he plays for the team that he enjoys. It's the Pirates, and it's Mitch Keller. I think that one thing that that Posey has, and we can get into more on the other side, but I think Posey is trying at this deadline to do something that Farhan could not. And that's not just find a player, but you can acquire people at the deadline that you're going to use to build around in the future. Like, Devers is not just going to be here for a year or two. He's here for eight. I think that Keller, who's someone that's controllable, like, maybe not him specifically, but somebody under team control, that's who Posey is looking at. And I think the caller is absolutely right that a pitcher would be fantastic for this team. But it can't be a rental. To me, that's not what Posey is looking for. If he trades for an arm, or for anybody, frankly, it's somebody that he believes can help the Giants this year, can help the Giants next year, and for the next couple of seasons. Because that's where I think Posey and his experience comes into play. Like, Hunter Pence was a midseason acquisition.
Right.
He ended up becoming a great Giant. There are examples of players during their championship run that they acquired via trade, and the ones that were rentals, you don't really hear about too much. They didn't provide that much impact, but guys that can become a part of the Giants, those are the ones you want to aim for.
All right, 888-957-9570. One more segment, and then we get to the crossover. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And if you're wrapping up the workday like me, let's flip that mental switch. Let's unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka, N-U-E. New Vodka, American-made, seven times distilled for that crisp, clean taste. And you want that in your go-to drink. New is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. Real quality with New. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt. And what we say is no velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Those are game changers. Remember the name New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's not just my pick. It can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's in stores now or head to newvodka.com to find it near you. Hit
me. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.